safety tips to display those holiday lights. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Now that we're officially into the Christmas season, there are many things to consider to assure proper and safe installation of Christmas and holiday lights. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
It's the time of year that Christmas and holiday lights go up around the house, both inside and outside, as well as around the Christmas tree. But as Richard Beard of Utah State University says, keep safety in mind when it comes to your lights.
Outdoor seems to be the one where people would normally be injured when they're either setting it up or taking it down, because that involves sometimes climbing a ladder. It involves working with perhaps some lights that you've unpacked since last year that may have been damaged, where there's possibility of electric shock. Also, you're around areas that may be wet. If you're outside and you're hanging lights on your house, you should be careful that you don't get close to any existing power lines, or if you're hanging lights in trees, the same case.
In addition, there are all the electrical concerns connected with putting up and running outdoor Christmas and holiday lights.
All the electrical concerns having to do with running electrical wiring and putting it in an outdoor situation where there may be a chance of water or snow or other types of problems occurring. Putting it in an area where someone may be walking by or walking over it, areas where people tread or around doorways and things like that.
As for indoor lighting,
a lot of it has to do with setting it up so that it presents electrical hazard. You see situations where a lot of plugs are plugged into the same outlet or it's overloaded, maybe too many lights on the system, running extension cords under rugs, putting lamps that build up a lot of heat on a Christmas tree that gets very dry.
And when it comes to installing outdoor lights,
typical holiday lighting is not designed to be put up and left up.
And Beard adds those installing Christmas and holiday lights should read manufacturer's instructions for safety and proper operation of their displays. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.